Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
92.9 The Game's High School Scoreboard Show. Friday night, Under the Light. Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Non-surgical solution for chronic pain. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, time for a 92.9 The Game High School Scoreboard Update.
Into our 11 o'clock hour on this Friday night, Sam Crenshaw along with Chris Parker, Dylan Matthews on the other side of the glass. My goodness, what a Friday night it has been. Hope you enjoyed that replay of our school day's guest, Marcus McNeil, sharing some great things about Cedar Grove, past and present. And great to get those things from him. We had a great guest tonight so far. Hope you've enjoyed a guest as well. If you missed any of them, remember, you can go back to our website, go back to 929thegame.com, and all of the interviews and all the updates are there. You can go and find them. And especially any about your favorite school that maybe you missed while you were at the game tonight. If you had the game, whatnot, and like I said, you got some photos you want to share with us, you can share with them on our Twitter page at HSSports929, HSSports929. Great to do that. Now let's rattle down some scores. We got a lot of games that have gone final. Chris, let's check on a few of them. We got a couple of updates coming up momentarily, but let's get into some scores first.
How about Mays over Chapel Hill, 35-23? Good win for Mays. How about Westminster beat Centennial, 31-7? That's a good win. And a high school scoreboard show favorite, Brooks County, bringing that hammer. 26-18 winners over Bainbridge. That's a big win for Brooks County, playing a bigger school, two championship caliber programs. Big win for Coach Freeman, Brooks County. Congratulations.
Yep. We got Kings Ridge 48, Walker 18. Final of the day. Kennesaw Mountains, a winner over Harrison, 45-23. Final in that one. We talked with Coach Tanner Glisson earlier in the show. He was out doing a little scouting, watching Stars Mill against LaGrange.
How'd that one turn out?
Stars Mill 25, LaGrange 24 in overtime.
Two good teams.
Two really good teams.
That's a good one. I got one for you. Wheeler, 20-13 winners over North Atlanta. So North Atlanta been 4-0, had a great start. We've highlighted them many times on the show, but tonight, Wheeler with the win, 20-13, good win for Wheeler.
Okay.
Peachtree Ridge over Berkmar, 46-6. North Gwinnett over Duluth, 27-7. A team I'm liking more and more each week, Sam, Lambert. Lambert, 43-20 winners over Flowery Branch.
Strong performance tonight.
Undefeated.
Strong performance.
Longhorns.
Yep.
Them Texas Longhorns.
No, different Longhorns.
They're not undefeated. But not. Lambert, undefeated.
Lambert is undefeated. McIntosh, 23. Landmark Christian, 14. Final. McEachern's a winner over Tucker tonight. McEachern winner, 51-20 over Tucker final score. You mentioned that Marist came back. They were trailing for much of this game against Blessed Trinity. Marist has beaten Blessed Trinity, 21-17 final score.
It's a big win for Marist. Congratulations. Win. South Paulding over East Paulding, 37-27. How about this? Creekview comes back, scores at the end. Creekview 24, Allatoona 22. That's a good win for Creekview.
That is a real
congratulations
good win.
To my guy Trevor Williams there. Sequoia over Etowah, 18-17. River Ridge over Woodstock, 44-0.
Wow. Southwest DeKalb, Redan. These teams have met many, 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 many times in the history of DeKalb County, and Southwest DeKalb rolling tonight, 55-6 winners. Over Redan, final score in that game. We talked about Urban County earlier. They were winning. They finished. They did beat Rockmart 28 14. You said Irwin County, all 25 folks they got in the town.
All of them must be star football players. Everybody lives there. That place is phenomenal.
It really
now,
is.
Now, Rockmart's good.
Yeah.
Rockmart's got a good football team.
Right.
And they beat them 28-14. That's a single-A school, Irwin County. Beating Rockmart. That was one of the games we had circled to highlight. To really, really interested. The computers had them kind of tied up.
Mm-hmm.
Irwin County takes it to them. Irwin County, Brooks County, man. I'm telling you, those schools, those two, they're going to just play until they play each other right at the end, like always.
That's how it seems. It seems like it's headed in that direction for sure.
How about Cartersville? Think they won?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I know you haven't checked this. 49-0 over Heritage Conyers for the 79th out of 80 straight times.
Is that 79th out of 80 in the regular season?
How about that?
Yeah, you would know all about that.
Yeah, I don't bring it up that often, though.
Sandy Creek was a winner over Collins Hill, 33-17. Collins Hill, defending state champions. Of course.
That's a nice win for your boys, Dylan.
It
congratulations.
Really is. Mill Creek takes out Cedar Grove, 52-36.
You think Mill Creek's pretty good?
They're pretty good. They're real good.
I mean, nobody's scoring on Cedar Grove. They score 52.
Yeah.
What's that tell you?
My goodness.
Cedar Grove's still one of the best teams in the state.
Oh, absolutely.
But Mill
without
Creek
a doubt.
Is one
without
of the
a
best
doubt.
Teams in the state.
You know? So Mill Creek does what they do. They're undefeated still. Buford beats Carver Atlanta after trailing them at one point.
16-15 at halftime.
16-15. Carver Atlanta was leading in the end. Buford wins it 44-16. The final score.
I'm going to say Coach App and his staff had a few things to say at the half that may have challenged some young men.
Yeah.
And it looks like the challenge was answered.
It was answered tonight, the final score in that game. That was big. We mentioned earlier, Shambly's a winner, 55-23 over Riverwood. Shambly now 3-1 on the season. Paulding County by Noonan. Paulding County is 4-1 now, 32-25 the final. In that one, Creekview beats Allatoona. Creekview is now 2-3, 24-22 the final score in that one. Johns Creek by Chattahoochee. Johns Creek's first win of the season, 27-20 final. In that one, Sequoia beats Etowah. Etowah's first loss, 18-7 final score in that one tonight.
Chattooga over Murray County, 28-7. First win for Chattooga.
Great for
them. Community's been through a lot over there. Model over Tryon, 31-27. And the Fannin County. The Rebels, 56-23 over Murphy, North Carolina. Another one of them out of town. That's way up.
Way
up there. A little different direction than where we've been highlighting. But even those teams out there in North Carolina, they getting it too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We got it for everybody, wherever you come from. Camden got something like for Somerset Academy, Florida. Camden County beats them 48-21. So that's another one of our Georgia schools beating the out-of-state challenger tonight.
Yeah, Georgia Military with a win over Riverside Military, 54-12. You're just seeing a lot of statement wins here, Sam. I'm looking at West Forsyth 34-7 over Cherokee. That's a nice win. Archer 20, Shiloh 18.
Close, man.
Very close.
Very close ball game.
Westlake pulled away. You had that one at 21-14 with Newton a while back, and Westlake now wins 42-14. So
42-14.
They pulled away in that one.
Pulled away in that one. We got a couple updates wrapping up some games. Let's check in with Simone up in North Fulton County.
This is a live sideline report.
For the High School Scoreboard Show, I am Simone Stanley at Raider Stadium, where the Milton Eagles came in and took the 36-21 lead. I am now joined by the Eagles head coach, Coach Ben Reeves. And, Coach, it was a back-and-forth affair throughout the first half. Midway through the third quarter, the Eagles started to pull away. What was that turning point for the team to break away?
Yeah, we just been preaching all week that they can't last with us for a four-quarter game, you know, because our kids play harder than anybody. They sell out play after play. We're battle-tested due to the schedule we played early on. And we knew if we just kept lining up for one more play, eventually that tide was going to turn and we were going to take it from them.
And y'all did that. Let's talk about your crowd. The Eagles came and traveled. They were loud going up against a rowdy Alpharetta crowd. How important was that, having those people in white behind you?
Oh, I mean, they've been great all year. 2 weeks in a row where the crowd noise has been incredible. It means a lot to our team because everybody was counting this team out except for us, our school, our admin, and we cannot be more proud of our student section along with our football team.
And lastly, Coach, as you look ahead to the rest of the season, what's some little things that you want the team to focus on going forward?
Yeah, we're just going to keep trying to play hard. We got a lot of young kids that just still need reps. Still need a lot of live work, but we're slowly getting there, and we're going to be all right as the season goes along.
Congrats again, Coach, on the win.
Thank you very much.
Guys, I am Simone Stanley for the High School Scoreboard Show here at Raider Stadium, where the Milton Eagles swooped into town and took the win 36-21 over the Alpharetta Raiders. Those guys are still having a good time in the stands. Sam and Chris, back to you guys.
All right, thanks a lot, Simone, with that report from out at Alpharetta where Milton gets the win.
Yeah, Milton pulled away. Great win for Milton. Congratulations to them. Alpharetta's got a good team, too. They're closing that gap that was established over there. So, nice game. Simone did a good job covering that.
Did. Simone, you had a great game tonight and great coverage. All right, let's check in with Day-Day. He's got to wrap up for us, too.
This is a live sideline report.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Chris Parker. I'm Day-Day Lewis here in Douglas County, where we've gone final. The Douglas County Tigers 31-14 over the Alexander Cougars. I'm here with the winning coach, Coach Johnny White. Congratulations, Coach.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We play well in spurts, but we still got a lot of work to do to get where we need to be.
All right, when we spoke earlier this week, you said you knew you'd get the best out of them. It seemed like in that second quarter, defensively particularly, they were really trying to hang with you guys. But last 2 minutes of the quarter there, you guys just kind of just hit them real quick with a 1-2 punch.
Yeah, we got some speed now. I mean, you got Deuce Hilton Alexander, you got James Johnson, you got Monte Gooden and Brandon Ellison. All those guys run well. They're all track guys. So, I mean, we got some speed. So I was real happy on how we finished off the half.
All right, big matchup for you next week with Langston. What are some of the things you want to focus on this week?
I need prayer. We're going to pray every day, and we're going to try to give the best version of Douglas County that we can.
Awesome. Congratulations on the win tonight, Coach, and thanks.
All right, thank you.
All right, for the High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Chris Parker, I'm Day-Day Lewis. Back to you guys.
Thanks a lot, Day-Day, and thanks a lot, Coach White. It didn't
Coach
take
said he needed prayer. I've been there, Coach. I've been there, Coach. I know the feeling.
Oh, man. And, yeah.
let me say it. I'll be the first to say it. They got a chance more than most folks.
Okay.
Because they do have some speed. They do have a team that can match it. Coach White coached at Langston Hughes.
You're right.
Before he came in.
Coach Cannon.
They're bud. All those guys are friends.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of familiarity. Langston Hughes is really good, and it's going to be really hard to beat them. But there's only a handful of teams that might even could upset them. And one of them is Coach White's team. But he is very astute to look to prayers as much as anything else.
Oh, my goodness.
Because Langston Hughes is very good.
Yeah, very good team. They were winners tonight, by the way. They
65 to nothing.
Over New Manchester, yeah. The final score, as they were winner there. All right, we're going to come back, and we're going to get a big win for a school in Henry County. And we're going to spend some time with the coach. It's his first. He's a veteran coach from the Metro Atlanta area, but his first year on the job at this particular school. They got a big win tonight, and we're going to talk to him about that and more scores. And later on, our power rankings brought to you by Crystal. That's coming up later on. You say
another two. Sponsor.
Another
okay.
sponsor.
Just make sure I heard
yeah,
that.
More,
right.
more sponsors.
Yeah, just make sure I heard that right.
And we appreciate them one and all.
Yes, we do.
Here on the High School School.
I love Crystal.
Show. Your High School Scoreboard Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92andthegame.com.
Now, back to the High School Scoreboard Show, brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical solution for chronic pain on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Dutchtown Marching Band in the background as we bring you back to the High School Scoreboard Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9 The Game on this Friday night. Hope your team did well tonight. If they didn't, hope they played well, celebrating. Not still, hope you enjoyed your time at your game, in whichever game throughout the Metro Atlanta or around the state you were attending tonight. Oh, my goodness.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We played the Dutchtown Band because we're going to be joined by their head coach as they got a big win tonight. We want to welcome in Coach Nikita Battle. Now in his first season as a coach at Dutchtown, we got Coach on with us.
Coach, yes, sir.
How you doing, Coach? You on with Sam Crenshaw, Chris Parker. Congratulations on that win.
I appreciate that, Sam and Chris. How y'all doing tonight?
We're doing great, but we're not doing as great as you are. You're beating the state champs, man, 14-7 at their place. How was that bus ride back?
It's kind of quiet right now. Gets all the energy has been exhausted, Joe, in the locker room.
What was the key to the game, Coach?
Just staying consistent to the game plan. Just them wanting to let them get some explosive plays going on them, get the crowd going. I tell you what, man, we started out pretty doggone good and got down to about the 1-yard line and kept punching in. So, you know, that kind of gave them a little momentum going into halftime. They went up on us 7-0. And we came back out, you know, and we strategized the game plan and the defense played like solid, and man, we ended up getting a win down there. Now, it wasn't easy, I can tell you that.
Folks, glad to be spending some time with Coach Nikita Battle, head coach at Dutchtown High School. They're on their way back from Warner Robins after getting a big 14-7 win there. Coach, thoughts about, you know, leading up to this week and your preparation for this? You know it's going to be a tough place to play. Some things you did this week to get your team ready.
Well, here's the thing, Sam. You know, when I took over the position when I got hired, I looked at our schedule to see what we had to play and what we had to do. And I knew that we had to build up on each game that we actually had to be able to compete in this game. And that's all I want to keep, just come out and compete. And that's what happened. There was no special sauce or anything that we just got up to play. You know, the state championship team, we know who they were. We just continued doing what we were doing and just implemented you know, our game plan, and you know, and we got the W, and that's the biggest thing. There's no shots thrown at Warner Robins and the program they have. You know, you look at the last 5 years, they were able to compete for state titles, and man, it's a big win for us. But at the end of the day, we got to get ready for the next opponent.
Well, you can enjoy this one tonight, Coach. I give you tonight. You can enjoy this one. Hey, I follow you, Coach, and, you know, I've always thought a lot of you. And I watched you on Twitter this week or two, and I saw a picture of the team dressed up in some suits. They all look the same.
Oh, yes, sir.
Tell me about this. Yes. Now, this is a good-looking picture if you hadn't seen it.
Okay, so it's part of our character building. And, you know, I had opportunities to play ball growing up and stuff. And when I played basketball for Coach Sumner Blackshear, that was something that, you know, we did for the Blazers and the Titans fans and a shirt and tie. And that just kind of made you feel good about just being a part of something that's bigger than yourself, you know. And so kids, you know, of course, they write about, you know, I never wore a tie, never knew how to tie a tie. So I had, you know, a little special with probably about 40 kids, and I actually taught them how to tie a tie. And, man, once they got it all together, you know, their confidence just went through. It's something that I did when I was at Mays as well. So I just, you know, brought that with us over here to Dutch Time, man. And it's just good just seeing kids just take ownership and just, you know, look presentable, you know, look a little different than everybody else. And, the administration loves it. So the teachers and the faculty staff love it. You know, all their peers, they looked at them like, hey, man, I had never seen something like that. And, you know, especially when you have about 80 kids that I kind of dressed for varsity. I got 140 total, but we dressed about 80 kids. Just to see those 80 kids come in and look the same, man, that's just real good for the program.
Well, we're talking with Coach Nikita Battle from Dutchtown. They're on the bus. They're on their way back from Warner Robins. They get a win tonight, 14-7 over Warner Robins. And they're off to a 5-0 start with Union Grove being the next game that they have coming up in their region. And of course, it's a great way to start playing the region. But, Coach, I want to go back to when I saw you this summer. You and your team were over at Georgia Tech getting some work in over there. Just talk about your offseason coming in there and some things that you were able to do with your team this summer to get you ready for some success this fall.
Well, the good thing is, you know, we had coaches on staff already in place that was on the previous staff. That was to keep the ball rolling. Once Fed took the job or something, and I just came in and just observed what we were doing, and I just kind of just fine-tuned and tweaked some things, and we kept building on that. And kids, you know, they, after a period of time, they kind of noticed I knew what I was talking about, knew where I was going. And man, the kids, they got after it. You know, we worked hard from March. April had a pretty decent spring. Completed against Newton, and then the summer came. We was able to go just like where you saw me at Georgia Tech and today. And that's something that they never done. And I think the exposure what the kids did, then we went to the LCA camp at University of West Georgia, and kids competed. And that kind of showed us where we were as a team. And, man, I'm just thankful, man. Those kids just decided to dedicate themselves and just go one and only two.
You guys done a great job, Coach, and it's specifically on defense. Let me tell you these numbers, Sam. This is how many points they've given up. 13-7, 8, 14-7. This is playing Tift County, Stevenson, Spalding, Warner Robins. These are teams now.
Yeah.
What's the key right now to holding people so low on defense, Coach? People love to have those numbers.
Just intensity, and, you know, we just come out. The defense hunt, man, they very physical, man. We, you know, our muscle has been over here for years. You know, we bring that hammer. And And that's how we get to see it's a great lifestyle, man. You know, we got very intense coaches on the defense side of the ball. You know, we have coaches that have NFL experience. We have some coaches that's been coaching about 20 years, that's like myself. And the good thing about it, man, the kids buy in. And it's easy to coach a kid that wants to be coached. Yep. And, man, we're getting on the fly around the ball, man. We see some good things happening. That's the hardest hold of the team.
That is for sure. Coach, what do you want to see from your team going forward? I mean, you got off to a great start. Obviously, you want to see this roll on, but what's some things you're watching for from your team? Maybe something you still haven't seen quite yet that you want to see in the coming weeks.
Well, especially more consistency at the quarterback play. I think we do a lot of misreads on some of the things that we do. Now, we play pretty decent ball, but I think we could be so much better, and it's good that we're not have peaked out this early. You know, we're still peaking. So hopefully we'll continue peaking around by game 10 going to the playoffs. So hopefully we'll peak at the right time and everything can come together. But defense playing lights out, man. And we can get the offense to start back averaging, 27 to at least 35 points a game, man. I think we'll be heading in the right direction.
Fantastic. Coach Nikita Battle, we thank you for spending some time with us tonight. And congratulations once again, your Dutchtown Bulldogs, with a big win at Warner Robins. 14-7 final score. You guys are 5-0. Safe travels on your way home down that night. And, we catch up with you later on down the line. But thanks so much for spending some time with us tonight.
Yes, sir. I appreciate the time, Chris, man. You all have a safe night.
Take care, Coach.
All right. That is Coach on the bus and said, maybe they had a little energy, but it seemed like they're kind of quiet on that bus coming back.
Well, the way the bus rides go.
Okay, all right.
The longer ones.
The long.
You're going from Warner Robins up here, hour and a half or so probably. It starts out hot. There's a lot of. And if you're going from, one side of town to the other, you're going from Harrison to Kennesaw Mountain, it stays hot.
You're right.
But the long bus rides, it kind of wanes. And the kids who play, see, coaches on the first bus, they got two or three buses. That first bus, those kids are tired.
Okay.
The first bus, the guys that played. But that second and third bus, still hot.
Okay.
They're still going.
Okay.
They're still celebrating.
Yeah.
They're not as tired. They didn't play as much. But they're still hot in that second and third bus. But Coach Battle's on the first bus. He the head ball coach.
I can attest to this just a little bit, not from the football playing standpoint, but I was in marching band. From the marching band standpoint, it's exactly how Coach described too. You start off hype, especially if you got a big win. You start off hype, maybe freestyle a little bit on the bus.
Oh yeah.
But then afterwards, you go to sleep.
Yeah, you go to sleep.
I'm telling you,
those freshman kids on that third bus, they're still excited.
Oh yeah.
But those kids that played that were sitting right behind Coach Battle, they're tired.
They
celebrated for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
They're tired. It takes a lot of effort to hold Warner Robins 7 points.
Yeah, it does.
Makes you tired.
Really.
But I'll tell you something, Sam, before we get off this topic. I purposely asked that question about the kids and dressed up and all because everybody's going to congratulate Coach for this win, and they should. But every day they're helping kids, regardless if they'd have won tonight, every day on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, not just on Friday when you see them or when we're on the air talking about them. Helping kids don't even own a tie, don't know how to tie a tie. Coach taught them how to do it. Coach took them to this, took them to that. That's happening everywhere, man. It's not just happening on the team this one tonight. I just like to highlight that when I can because we put so much credence into this final score.
Right.
And we should. It makes it fun.
Right.
But don't mistake, Coach Battle's doing a lot of work that's way more important than that score. Okay. And you can hear it in his voice and how he cares about those kids and teaching them life lessons through the year too.
Right. Right. The game can be used for that and has been in so many ways. Great to hear Coach Battle and talk about that. And like you said, he wants to keep everything in front of him. Now, that's a good win tonight.
They're off next week. It's a good time to be off.
It is after a big win like that. And they come back to get Union Grove. We'll be next. Jones County are the next couple of opponents for Dutchtown as they continue. But they're off to a 5-0 start, and that is fantastic to see them do that. So we appreciate Coach Battle spending some time with us tonight after getting that big win on the road. Run down a few more scores before we go to this next segment, because the next segment we're going to go down these power rankings.
The Crystal Power Rankings. That's a sponsored.
Brought to you by Crystal. And they'll see Dylan.
The restaurant Crystal.
I see Dylan.
Not like Crystal Johnson or Crystal Williams. The restaurant Crystal. Yes. Just make sure that they get their due.
We're talking about food. We don't want to mistake that.
I want to be clear.
We want to be clear and intentional.
We also want to be clear and intentional because we want to be clear and intentional in the thought and the premise that we want Crystal to send us some food.
Was it obvious that I was sucking up to the Crystal people then?
I mean, hey.
Is that obvious?
We got to do it. Oh, we got to do it. That's what we did with Hoots last year.
And here's the thing. Crystal should sponsor this segment.
Yeah.
And here's why. It's the last segment of the night.
Yeah.
It's 11:40 at night. What you going to do at 11:40 at night on Friday night? We're driving back from games. We're stopping at the Crystal. That's what people do.
Getting a few crystals, getting a few crystal chicks.
It's a match made in heaven.
How about that?
The last segment. Crystal.
And Crystal.
11:40. Stop by. I might stop by on the way home.
There you go. There's one not too far away from here. Yeah. There's one like 5 minutes away.
Yeah. You know, hey, and it's open.
We digress there. Shambly beat Riverwood 55-23.
Union Grove got a win, and we mentioned that they are next for Dutchtown after the bye week, and they won 27-0 over Eagles Landing. Hiram's a winner, 41-7 over Drew, final score in that game. We mentioned that Prince Avenue was a winner tonight, 30-15 at Eagles Landing. That was a big, big win for them. Early County continues to roll, 40-6 winners over Baconton. For them, that's a big final score for them. Swainsboro, did they win again? Yeah, they went big time. They beat ECI 42-12.
Swainsboro's really good.
They are really good. Really,
Norforsyth 14-3 over Jackson County. Win for Norforsyth tonight.
All right. Salem went down to Coffee. Not good. 65-0. Coffee was the winner.
Not good.
The score that was tied at 34 when we talked to Jeff Hood has now gone final. South Forsyth 41, Clark Central 34. The game was tied up. Cherokee Bluff over Chesterty 42-21. Final score in that game. We just round out some more scores. Going to come back with a few more scores and the power rankings brought to you by Crystal when we continue on the Scoreboard Show. Your Scoreboard Show. You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Keeping it local with the High School Scoreboard Show. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical solution for chronic pain. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Band bringing us back for the final segment tonight on tonight's show, the High School Scoreboard Show. So glad you've been with us. If you've been with us after you left your game, if you've been listening to us for most of the night, we're glad you've been with us. Hope you've enjoyed our interviews, our highlights, our updates from our reporters who've been out having fun, and Eric Slaughter with the barbecue grilled chicken sandwich that he's not sharing with any of us. But still a remarkable job by them throughout the night. All right, time is always on our show for the Power Rankings. The Power Rankings are brought to you by Crystal. Listen to your craving.
Crystal.
Yeah.
I love Crystal.
I do too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Malone.
I mean Crystal, the restaurant. Just make sure we're clear on
make
that.
Make sure we're clear on that. Clear on that. Oh, glad that they're on board with us here on the Scoreboard Show. All right, we've got the our pick six rankings for this week, and we'll see how these teams fared tonight. And just think, if you look at the one, of course, Buford, they were down at halftime.
Yeah, not enough to change her. I mean,
no.
Carver's really good, by the way. It wasn't some souse they were playing, but Carver's a good team, but Buford just pulled away in the second half. Buford just a little too much, probably a little too much depth.
Yeah.
You know, and blows Carver out in the second half. But Buford's still number one, Grayson two, Cockle County three, Mill Creek four. Now, is Mill Creek beating Cedar Grove like that, move them higher? We'll see. Maybe.
We'll see.
Carrollton's had an easy breeze to a win, and North Cobb's out. They're number six, but
yeah,
they probably got to be out. Lost to North, so maybe Parkview in that top
Parkview
six.
Parkview may come in there next week. We'll see what happens. That's in 6A, Langston Hughes, and we just heard Coach Johnny White saying he needs prayer for next week for Douglas County going up against these guys. But they're up top. But look at number two, Blessed Trinity. What happened with them tonight?
Yeah, they go down to Marist, and so it's going to drop them. Lee County's probably number three. They'll probably go up to two. Roswell, winner go up. But Gainesville, 5-0 now, just kind of hovering around.
Yeah, they are.
Remember, Gainesville beat Marist.
He did.
Coach Chadwick poor mouthed it and act like Marist was down, so maybe he thought, well. But Marist just beat Blessed Trinity.
Yeah.
Marist's not bad.
No, they are.
And
good
Gainesville
team.
Beat Marist, so. Gainesville's going to creep into that top few if they ain't careful here in a few weeks.
Okay, we'll see. Rome is still hanging around in there. And right below that, there's Woodward Academy. They were winning tonight. Thomas County Central.
Great start for Thomas County Central.
Great start for them in Class 6A. 5A, we go there. And there's Cartersville. Cartersville doing what Cartersville does.
Yeah, winning every week.
that's them. Ware is still there. Kale up to three. With the great quarterback who's also the great baseball player. We got Creekside, Dutchtown at five. They impressing you?
Yeah, I think you got to move Dutchtown up a little, maybe.
Can you? That's going to be tough.
It's going to be tough. All those teams are pretty good.
Yeah.
I think you're looking at five pretty good teams. There's probably a pretty good gap between five and the rest of this list as I look at. You know, those top five would be hard to move.
Yeah, and below that, Loganville, they're still undefeated. And we talked about them getting another win tonight. And 4A, Cedartown. And Cedartown's off tonight. North Oconee. Whitewater falls to Troop. Do they kind of change places?
No, definitely. Troop and Whitewater were 3-4 in this ranking. So Troop probably go up to three. Stars Mill got a win. You know, Whitewater, Troop, and Stars Mill all in the same region.
Yeah.
Day-Day's got them 3, 4, and 5. So, I mean, that's going to play out where all of them have to play each other at some point. So you're going to see some teams move up. I really like Perry. I think Burke County probably moves in that group.
Yeah, that's
Burke County being 4-0 with a win over Oconee County now, pretty good. I know Day-Day's got Benedictine way down here, and I know they're 2-2, but Benedictine's one of the best teams in 4A.
They are. They're good. They're a pretty good program. All right, 3A, Cedar Grove loses and Carver loses, but do you move those guys?
No, absolutely not. We don't have anything to talk about. If Day-Day moves them, I'm going to have a problem. Crystal will have a problem with that.
Crystal will have a problem with that. Believe that. You got Chris, Calvary, Day, Oconee County is 3-1, but then they drop one in Peach after them. Maybe Sandy Creek.
You'll see Sandy Creek move up into that as they should. Big win over Collins Hill. Sandy Creek's, you know, a play or two away from being 4-0.
See the Sandy Creek man is over there doing this.
We got to find the new team.
As we see this, do I give the score of this game on ESPNU? Do I give the score?
No.
Okay,
2A, 2A rankings.
2A rankings, 2A rankings. Sorry. Fitzgerald, Pierce County got a big win tonight.
Yeah, Pierce County.
Beat Charlton.
South Atlanta, really like them. Appling got a good win. So, Rockmart lost. You know, Daddy had them at six.
Yep, and Eagles Landing. Christian lost.
Putnam got a win, I think. Columbia will probably move back in. You know, Columbia's only lost to Cartersville. No shame in that being
Thompson, 2-1. I understand that game with Laney got suspended, that there was a mishap in the stands down in Augusta tonight.
I did not know
and the
game got suspended.
The game got suspended, yeah, between Laney and Thompson. I may go back and check and see if that game, if they resumed it, but the game was suspended. Class A, Division One, Prince Avenue, and they did nothing to slow you believing that down, but they'll win tonight over at Eagles Landing Christian. Swainsboro and Raven, Brooks gets back in the win column. Irwin with an impressive win, too, as well.
Listen, those top five teams, Prince Avenue, Swainsboro, Rabun, Brooks, and Irwin, not much difference between any of them. That's that Class A Division I, tough now.
Yeah, you go down there, you get Whitfield.
Whitfield Academy's really good.
Yeah, you got Lamar. We talked with Jeff Hoodie, talked about Lamar is coming out the Social Circle next week for that game. Darlington is also good, too.
Yeah, that Class A Division I's tough.
Yeah.
It is. That's a tough class.
Okay, Division II, let's look at that Early County, and they were a winner tonight.
Early County's been rolling. They're number one. This Class A Division II is really small schools, to put it for so people understand. The schools that have open enrollments, like private schools, have to use multipliers. So that division, that lowest division single A, is really small private schools or the small public one county, so like Irwin County, Clinch, Charlton, Johnson County. So you're seeing some new teams into the top 10 that probably haven't been able to get in the last few years, okay, when Irwin and Brooks and all them were also in the private or the public side of single A. And then when it was private, you're seeing people like Aquinas, who maybe is such a small private school that it couldn't quite compete with Prince Avenue or Elka.
Right.
You know, so you're seeing some new teams in that Division II single A group, which is neat. It's neat. It's cool to see Irwin at number one. Irwin probably, I don't have it in front of me, but I'm sure it's been a long time since they were number one, if ever.
Yeah.
And so, neat story. You know, good for them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. It is great. And those, each week, if you want to take a look at how, where they are each week, the Pick Six rankings, the poll can be found on 929thegame.com. Click on the high school segment. There you find those. You find some stories, blogs. And Day-Day Lewis writes some. I drop one in there occasionally. Some things that happened during the week, just my thoughts, or maybe a school that I happen to go out and visit will be on there. So be sure and go to our page on 929thegame.com. When you see more, click more, see high school sports, click on that, and that's where you will find the Pick Six rankings each and every week. And we think the Power Rankings are brought to you by Crystal. Listen to your craving. We thank them for being a sponsor on board with us tonight.
Yeah, new sponsor. Had a coach's checklist sponsor. We got this sponsor. Good night. Been a good night, Sam, for high school football. And changing, you're going to see region play pick up. We were talking about it all fair with Dylan. You know, maybe a 20-25% of the teams playing region ball tonight. You know, Troop and Whitewater was region. Warner Robins and Dutchtown was a region game. You know, there's some teams playing region games tonight. 20-25% of the state probably.
Okay.
Next week, you're going to see that number 40-50%. Next week, you're going to see it 60%. The next week, you know,
yep,
you're going to see that tick up where pretty much everybody's in region play, and you're going to see some of these matchups that are really going to determine seeding. And if you don't think that matters, you're wrong.
Yeah.
When you get in that region play, look at Warner Robins and Dutchtown. Let me paint this picture on the way out. So Dutchtown beats Warner Robins. That's a region game. As far as the state of Georgia is concerned, Warner Robins is 0-1, and Dutchtown's 1-0, right,
okay,
in games that matter. You realize for the rest of the year, Warner Robins need Dutchtown to lose twice.
Ah.
To not be ahead behind them. So if Dutchtown's a 2-seed, Warner Robins will be a 3. Dutchtown's a 1, Warner Robins will be a 2. Even if they went out. You see what I mean? The game that was played tonight on September 16th will most likely affect where Warner Robins goes in the playoffs in November.
Okay.
You know, and so you're going to start seeing more and more of these kinds of games. I mean, we had some of them tonight. You're going to see more next week, and you're going to see more the next week. And that's what makes this time of year exciting. Every week just gets a little more intense, a little more who can be consistent, who can bring it every week. And that's what you're seeing. That's what we're seeing from Mill Creek. What we're seeing from some of these teams is, can they bring that intensity every week playing tough opponents? And it starts shaping up. And then you got the stories like Osborne.
Right.
And
right.
Central Gwinnett got the win, by the way.
They get the win.
5-0, first time since 1980.
1980.
That's, partying like it's 1980.
They had to sweat it. They had to sweat it out, though.
They got the leg warmers.
Okay.
The Walkmans. They partying like it's 1980.
1980.
Dylan ain't even laughing. He don't know nothing about
that. We didn't have Walkmans in 80, did we?
Well, I was just a pup in 80, Sam. I'm telling you. You're going to have to report on
it's
80.
It's like mid to late 80 before the Walkman showed up.
What was going on in 80?
80. Oh, my goodness. I don't know. I forget what the trend was. His music was disco stuff.
Disco.
Yeah.
We discoing out there in Lawrence.
Is that what they're doing? Disco? Yeah. That's
Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. Coach Harrell will be all, hey, 5-0. Y'all do what you got to do. 5-0. But there's some nice stories. You know, we're going to see the same old teams shape up, and we're going to see some really nice stories. You're going to see both, like Central Gwinnett, like Osborne's doing, where they're doing something they hadn't done in a long time. So congrats to those teams, and the season will start taking shape every week a little more.
I'm going on right now on Twitter, and I'm looking at Augusta Press, and I'm looking at, I mentioned the game between Laney and Thompson was suspended, and they're saying that that the game was suspended. There's a report of gunshots that were fired outside the stadium there in Augusta, and they suspended the game with Thompson, I think, leading it 15-14. So I don't know if they will resume this game. I'm assuming they're going to resume it at some point. And so that's what I'm seeing out of Augusta. So we keep an eye on that, you know, as far as the future goes for those games. Both those teams are having good seasons. So you hate to see that. Thompson 2-1 and Laney 3-0. So you want to see a game like that's probably the big game in the Augusta area tonight, or at least within the city of Augusta. And it's bad that this game is being suspended. So we keep an eye and see what happens if they're able to get the teams back, if they agree to come back. I don't know how you usually deal with something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's disappointing that people outside of the players that worked all week to get to play get to affect the game in that manner. It's disappointing. And I know it's disappointing for all the good folks in the stadium and the players and the coaches and whatever. So I don't know how you handle that, but I know you want to play. So if possible, I'm sure the guys will try to come together and finish the game.
Yeah, we're going to do that. As we prepare to wrap things up, don't forget I'll be back here Sunday morning for 4 hours with Greg Clarkson for weekend mornings. And, you know, hope you'll wake up with us as we'll be on for a full 4 hours on a game day Sunday for the Falcons. Of course, the Falcons can be heard here on Sports Radio 929 The Game. They're all around in Los Angeles to take on the Rams. Thanks to our correspondents tonight, Day-Day Lewis, also Eric Slaughter, Simone Stanley. Here in the studio, Dylan Matthews on the other side of the glass. Chris Parker, I am Sam Crenshaw. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you here next Friday night for the Scoreboard Show, your high school scoreboard show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.